Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 Results Conference Call of Moorpan Laboratories Limited, hosted by Kiran Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Ambolkar from Kiran Advisors Private Limited. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Moorpan Laboratories Limited. From management side, we have Mr. Sushil Sureeth, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Ajay Sharma, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Sushil Sureeth and Ajay, sir. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the end of the month and, of course, the beginning of the new month as it is coming. So just congratulations to everybody on a happy new year. We are meeting for the first time. And now is an opportune time that the industry is doing very good, country is doing very good, and India is doing very good. So best time to meet these days. So fortunately for us, this year beginning was very good. We have started the year with celebration of our 40th anniversary. So just to share with all the colleagues and shareholders today that your company has been in the business for the last 40 years. We just completed it on. We started the celebration on the 1st of January. So the struggle for 40 years was huge. I won't say that it was less. So this was a journey of courage, conviction, authenticity, and we kept on insisting and that, okay, we have to survive. And as a small promoter-driven private limited company, just started with 40,000 rupees, and now we have built an organization worth 2,000-2,500 crore rupees, going for a billion-dollar dream. So it was a very good journey. So thank you very much, all the shareholders, for being a part of the journey. And I would like to share a few pivotal moments. While in this 40 years, there are three, four critical moments what I would like to thank all the shareholders for supporting us. The first one, of course, when we all connected with you guys was back in 1992, when we had our IPO in November 1992. So IPO was one of the first pivotal moments what we had during our early days. Before that, it was just a family company with all dependents in the banks and loans. So you made us work together, and the company got into a financial exposure. Now, with the grace of God, with all the team members taken together, we have more than 3 lakh shareholders now. So we are a big family now. So that was one big pivotal moment. And second thing, immediately after the IPO, of course, it was a small IPO at that time. The second thing which the company did big in 42 years was that earlier, the company was started with one product, Ampicillin. Slowly, we expanded into Ampicillin, Amoxicillin, and other similar antibiotics. So one of the major moments what after IPO we did was that we looked for diversification and started investing on R&D, started working on new molecules. Now, and of course, slowly stopped the whole line of antibiotics. Now we are 100% exclusively a new molecule company. We do not have any routine run-of-the-mill products. We produce only high-value products. And that's one reason our productivity in the industry is very high. With nominal capacity, we have very large sales values as compared to our peer groups. So on the new molecules, we started with one or two products: Loratadine, Cefepime, Ketorolac, Omeprazole. And of course, now we have a range of over 50 products now, and we are catering to the global markets, over 80 countries, and of course, with all the latest molecules. So there is a big opportunity. So that was, I would say, the second pivotal moment. The third thing which, after four or five years after the new molecules, is we launched a brand called Dr. Moorpan. So that is the first time that as a pharma company, we thought of getting directly talking to the consumer, connecting to the consumer. Looking at the international trend, we could see that in the Indian scenario, most of our pharma companies are limited. Their reach only up to the doctors, and the consumer is not connected. And of course, the laws were not very flexible. Now with our brand called Dr. Marben, we are present in the whole country with our OTC brands like Bernal and Lemolate, and more importantly, our medical devices. Dr. Marben has reached into every household. This was a big move which we took in our journey. Of course, after this Dr. Marben brand, a major move, for example, I talked about the medical devices. This was a big thing. Most of our Indian companies, they focus only on the therapeutic, only on the medicines, but we focus on the diagnostics also. Started with import of the medical devices, slowly started manufacturing in India. Now we are the largest manufacturer of medical devices in India, particularly glucometer and BP monitor. We are the market leaders. This is all about the, I would say, brief journey of 40 years. We had wonderful time. Through this call, through this platform, I would like to thank everybody, all the shareholders, and gratitude and shukrana to all the people who have been part of this beautiful journey. Now, coming specifically to the quarterly results, and before I step into the results, I would like to say that after the journey of 40 years, which was more of a, I would say, follow-up of, and I will use the word courage and conviction, but now we are moving more towards excellence and as a motto of the company. We have rebuilt our core values around excellence. Of course, the basis of excellence is passion, which we are always filled of. Of course, the fire in the belly, we need a drive and a commitment, what we are always full of. Then the second thing is the action, which is naturally more related with execution and more to do with the speed, more to do with the results. Only passion will not do, we have to have an action. Third thing is, which is a present-day need, is innovation. These are the three things. Without innovation, without technology, without digitization, without R&D, we can't build the future. Taking together on our field of excellence through action, passion, and innovation, we have started the new year, and here we are in front of you presenting Marben 2.0 with first quarter results, with the third quarter results, of course, first for the new year. Quarterly results numbers have been circulated already yesterday. I'm sure most of you might have seen. If I quickly review the numbers, this was an awesome quarter, amazing results, and the team had worked very hard on all the fronts. The net revenue has grown up by 28%, or almost 100 crores, from 350 crores to almost 450 crores. So 100 crore jump in revenue in one quarter is pretty wholesome. So it directly adds, I would say, gross margins to the bottom line. So another 30-40 crores is added. Then accordingly, the EBITDA numbers, all the addition, the gross margins is directly getting added to the EBITDA. So EBITDA has jumped from 22 crores to 55 crores. So there's a 33 crore increase in EBITDA, which is like 151% increase in EBITDA margins of the company. This is one area which the company was lacking and struggling and trying to find ways, how do we increase our EBITDA. And certainly the pressure was to increase our revenues on the gross, because most of the expenses are fixed expenses. So we have been able to crack it. EBITDA for the first time after a long gap is in the double digit. So it's around 12.15%, 12.18% EBITDA margins. So it is almost double as compared to EBITDA margin last year. Last year EBITDA was 6.22%. So now this year EBITDA is 12.18%, which is pretty good and pretty encouraging for the whole team. And I'm happy to share with the shareholders that after a nice EBITDA, certainly we do not have much interest. As you know, we are a debt-free company. So whole of the profit is almost out of 33 crores, 30 crores is going to the bottom line, profit before tax, from 14 crores to 44 crores. So there's a wholesome growth in the profit before tax. And of course, the similar numbers are visible in the profit after tax. So the after tax also from 9 crores to 32 crores, 24 crore rupees is going to the bottom line. Profit after tax has increased by 256% in the quarter. So it's almost 3.5 times, 256% increase. And I don't have to add that accordingly, the EPS for the quarter has also jumped. So EPS for the quarter is now 63 paisa. So if we try to extrapolate, so we are pretty close to 2 rupees plus EPS for the whole year if we are able to continue this streak. Even if we keep, I would say, 0.60 as a base, so it should be a good number in the coming quarters. Last quarter, we were insisting that, okay, yes, we have been able to maintain or reclaim our 400 crore mark, but this time from 400 to 450 crores in the revenue, that's a good jump. Interestingly, once we have a good EBITDA number and good revenue number, the PAT percentage, profit after tax, has also jumped. Profit after tax has gone up from 2.5% to almost 7.13%. This is also phenomenal. Of course, a lot of effort has gone into it. A lot of, I would say, one-on-one item, line by line, hundreds of things have been done to achieve this, which we will come one by one as we go forward. Based on these awesome quarters, the nine-month numbers are also fabulous, and we are happy to share that with a 21% increase in revenue, there's a 79% increase in EBITDA margins, which is 79% increase in the total EBITDA value. So there's almost 50 crore rupees addition of EBITDA. And then net profit before tax is almost double from 44 crores to 93 crores. EPS is 123% up because profit after tax is also 123% up from 30 crore to 67 crores for the nine months. Now, if you look at the EBITDA for the nine months, this is also 9.39%. So hopefully, if we continue on the same streak, so maybe for the year as a whole, we may be able to cross 10%, but keeping fingers crossed. So far, so good. We are on an exciting journey, and the team had been working very hard. And of course, the markets were a little different and they were choppy, but we have been able to score it well. So coming specifically to the numbers, and I shared that Q3 revenue at 449 crore is up 28%, and nine-month revenue is up 21%. So in nine months also, we are at a growth. Domestic revenue is up 27%, and for the nine-month period, domestic revenue is up 30%. Total revenue is up 28%, and domestic revenue is up 30%. If you see in detail, the API revenue, 253 crore, is up 20% on year-on-year basis, but on the year as a whole, for the nine months, so API revenue is up 10%. So API is adding substantially, and it's a bigger chunk. So even 10% increase in nine months is a lot. The point of, I would say, relief is that the growth of the API is coming from exports. So 31% increase in the exports, while the domestic business has grown only 1%. So that's one reason that everything is getting added to the bottom line because exports is more profiteering. And within exports, these are all exports to the regulated markets, more particularly in the U.S. market, particularly a product called Paxlovid, Allecra, which we had got U.S. FDA a few years ago during COVID time, we had got approval. So supplies have started going, and in nine months, we have done good exports to Paxlovid to U.S. market, and that is adding to the bottom line. And as you might have seen in the result, medical device business is back on its high growth journey with 24% growth in the revenue in Q3 and 37% jump in the nine months. That's awesome. And of course, the market had been responding very well. The demand is going up, and of course, our team had been working hard. We have increased the distribution, so we'll explain when we come to those slides. So the new element which is added to the revenue is formulation business. Earlier, our formulation business was struggling and having nominal growth, 2%, 3%, 5%, but we had a phenomenal 40% growth in this quarter. And for the nine months, we have growth of 22% in the formulation business. So thanks to our increased capacity, our capacities have almost gone three times from a 30 million per month tableting capacity to 90 million we have gone. And certainly, some capacities are still yet to be showing results in Q4, but it has already started showing colors. We have huge supplies starting with Jan Aushadhi and the generic business. So we are getting attraction, and maybe this will become our third growth path after the API and the medical devices. This is broadly on that point. And of course, financial numbers I shared that EBITDA margins have gone up, almost doubled from 6.22 to 12.18. And 9 months time also, EBITDA is very high. PAT margins have gone up from 2.5%, 2.57% to 7.13%. EPS, of course, is 63 paisa, which is 256% from 18 paisa in the last quarter. And all this is, I would say, a good start of the year. And I said that is our journey toward excellence. It has just begun. And we are full of passion, action, and, of course, the innovation. Now, coming specifically to the numbers of the top line and bottom line. So during this quarter, we have almost added 100 crore rupees in the top line, from 350 crores to 449 crores, 99 crores we have added. And there's a 28% increase on quarter-on-quarter basis as compared to the last year. And, of course, this includes all the business segments, so API, medical devices, formulation, and OTC. The point to be seen here is that during this quarter, and of course during the period of 9 months also, the API business, all businesses have gone up, except there is a small lag or correction in the Dr. Morgan. In API, in the quarter, we have grown 20%. And in the 9 months time, we have grown 10%. So this is a very positive statement that last couple of quarters there was ups and downs, but now we are seeing that 3 quarters consecutively the API is growing up. Devices has been growing up consecutively for the last 3 quarters. For this quarter, devices is 24% increase in the business, and it has delivered much better. And for the 9 months, devices is 37%. Formulation business, as I shared, is 40% up in this quarter, 22% up in the 9 months. OTC and Dr. Morpin business, we are doing some cleaning. So there is a correction of 3% during the quarter also and for the 9 months also. It's almost flat. So if we look at the overall growth, 52% of the growth is coming from API, another 25% from devices, another 23% from formulation. So there's a very balanced growth which is coming from all angles. Now specifically coming to the API business, so the API revenues for the quarter are up 20% as I shared with you. So as we say that the API business is growing, so there is a particular trend which we always see, but this time the trend is being bucked and the US market is increasing. If you look at the continent-wide share, the US market share has gone up by 5% from 12.9% to 17.9% is the US market share. And of course, the Asia market share also gone up, which does not include India. The Asian market has gone up from 22% to 27%. So both US and Asian markets have improved. India market is slightly up 2.5%. There is certainly a significant reduction in the MENA market, which is the Middle Eastern and North African markets. There is a reduction in there. But on the whole, if we see the major growth, if we look at the continent-wise and the country-wise, so the countries which have registered a growth, it is USA, Colombia, Israel, Korea, Jordan, Turkey, Syria, Macedonia, Oman, Japan. So other than US, if you see, then all, of course, Israel is there. But after that, it's all Asian countries, Japan, Korea, Malaysia, Turkey, Syria, Oman, Japan. So there has been growth all around, all countries. So we have been spending lots and lots of man hours and investment in terms of people and resources in cracking new markets. So during this period of last 1 year, we have added 55 new customers at a global level. We have added many more countries where we were not present earlier. We have added 2 more countries where we were not present earlier. And we have added 55 more new customers in this period. And of course, new customers are being added in India, Asia, Europe, South America, South Africa, Middle East, all countries we have been adding. And there are some customers who are giving 50 to 60% growth, but there are some customers with small numbers. So they have grown even by 200%. Even one customer has grown in Europe by almost 1,000%, 10x growth is there. But those are, we have to see the average out. So if on the API, if we talk at a macro level, the whole idea is to reach to more and more customers and to have a better reach in terms of one-on-one relation with the customers. If we talk of a particular product, Saxofenadine or this Allegra is the one product which has been leading. We have 180% growth during this quarter. And of course, during 9 months also, this is sufficient growth. Rosuvastatin is growing. Atorvastatin is growing. Montelukast is growing. Another Rosuva by 80%, Atorvastatin by 15%, Montelukast by 20%. So there has been growth all around. And certainly there is a reduction in, pressure on the market on the pricing part. So if you look at the sales value and sales volumes, so there's a lot of debate that, okay, is the market going up or is market going down? So we see that our quantity produced and in last 9 months has gone up 37%. So almost 40% increase in the production. So thanks to our increase in the capacities, so our capacities have gone up and 40% increase in the production. And rates have gone down. The sales prices have gone down. Now, prices is going down, quantity is going up. It only means that there is a demand, but the demand is not at a higher price. Demand is at a slightly lower price. But thankfully, we have been updating our shareholders in the earlier presentations that the China supplies are unpredictable and there's a price pressure, margin pressure. But thankfully, this quarter, China prices have softened. We have been able to negotiate better with our vendors in India and in China. And overall, our sales have grown up by 10% in 9 months. So in spite of the reduction in the sales prices, if there was no reduction in the sale prices, we would have gained 40% increase in the revenues, which was last two quarters we suffered, but this quarter we have reclaimed. So that's, I think, the overall picture in the API. But if we go forward in the API and see that, okay, what each product has been contributing and which are the key products. As we have shared earlier multiple times that we are the market leaders for loratadine. We have 65% market share of loratadine when it comes to exports out of India. So any single dollar, if you $100 export out of India, $65 is going from Morpin. And of course, another product, desloratadine, both are both US FDA approved. So there again, 47% share is ours. Montelukast, we have 43% share. So we are the major players in Montelukast and desloratadine. And loratadine, of course, we are the kings. And then atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, paxifenadine, we had between 8 to 18% market share here. But we are improving as we go. And these are large molecules. So we feel that, okay, we will keep on increasing. We are increasing the capacities of these shares, these products. And when we look at the new capacities, we have added capacities for atorvastatin, we have added capacities for Montelukast, we have added capacities for Faxofenadine. So we are, when we started the year, we have around 310 kiloliter capacity, but we are closing the year with almost 400 KL capacity. So we have added almost 90 kiloliters of capacity, which is showing up in our increase in the revenue. If we won't have added the capacity, we won't have been able to service the market. So going forward, we have planned to add another 100 KL by another 6 to 9 months time, by June or up to maximum up to September. So which we are doing from internal accruals, but our overall plan is to increase 250 KL capacity in the next 12 months time. And of course, as we go and close our fundraising plan, so we are depending more, I would say, we'll be creating more and more capacity and we'll be more available to the customers. The market is huge. We have a good product basket. And the product basket, of course, is ready for expansion. We have developed four more products this time. We have developed Bilastine, Imiglim, and Tapentadol, Ticagrelor. More and more new products are coming, and you might have noticed there's a lot of action happening on the DMF side. So the company has filed 7 more DMFs in this quarter. We have filed 6 more patents in this quarter. So regulatory team is doing its best, and the customers are responding for that. And last quarter, we had the FDA approval, we have PMDA approval, we have Anvisa approval. So a lot of approvals were happening. So thankfully, this was a very comfortable quarter we had. There was not much happening on the approval side. The team was busy on the business side. Of course, we had multiple audits. So we have shared with you the total intellectual property of the company. We have 147 patents with us, 26 US DMFs, then China DMFs, then other DMFs. So things are very bright and shining on the API side. And once we increase the capacity of the API, we see more and more people joining the bandwagon of the supply. So we see more and more tie-ups. So since company has not added any new capex in the last couple of years, I would say almost two decades, so no new plants have been done. So we are looking forward for more expansion in the API side. Now coming specifically to the medical devices, I think we already shared that the growth had been phenomenal. So in the glucometer side, the major growth in the medical devices coming from glucometers and BP monitors. And of course, there is 37% growth on year over year and 23% growth in the quarter. And if you look particularly for the meters, so we have now 11.23 million meters installed. In a way, we have 11.23 million certified customers who buy strips from us. So basically, it's like a printer cartridge model. We sell the meter and then we supply the strips. So if we have 11 million meters, it's almost 1.5 crore meters. And you can look at a population of the country. Out of 140 crores, only 1 crore people have got meters. And of course, similar numbers would be there with all other people together. So we have a long way to go. So even if we target 10 crore meters, 100 million meters in next 5 years, so all our factories would be busy. Because so many meters, we have to supply strips also. We have already sold strips almost 1.47 billion. So it's almost more than population of the country. So we have sold the strips, but it's doing pretty well. In the BP monitor also, we are seeing a good traction. In BP monitor, in 9 months, we have a revenue of 64 crores, and the number of meters sold is already higher than the number of meters sold last year. So there's a increase in there's a little bit of price increase also in the BP monitor also and glucometers also. Both the things are doing pretty well. There's a lot happening in the medical devices in the R&D labs. So, but we'll come to you once we have some good news to share. Then coming to our third line of business, which is formulation. As I shared that during the quarter, we had 40% increase on year-to-year basis. And of course, within that, if you look at the breakup, the branded business has grown up by 7%, which is more to do with, okay, you appoint more people, more team, add new states. You have launched two more headquarters. You have launched Hyderabad and Chennai, two more headquarters in the branded business. But a major growth is coming from institutional business. That is Jan Aushadhi. So it is almost three times from 11 crore to 32 crores. So 196% increase in the formulation business. Of course, the generic business has increased 15%. And then in Dr. Gauripan, where we have in 9 months time, Barnol had been doing very good. Lemonade had been doing very good. But we are reducing our focus or our investments, I would say, on the online business, because online business consumes a lot of capital upfront, and we have to do a lot of upfront marketing, which we are trying to avoid because trying to have limited resources. So, but within the limited resources, we have been able to maintain our top line. That's all about the different businesses. And just to recap on the financial numbers, net revenue increased 28%, EBITDA 151%, profit before tax almost 200%, after tax 256%. And the good news to share is our EBITDA is in double digits now, 12.18% for the quarter. And PBT, of course, is 9.8. It's almost pretty close to the two-digit number. And if you look at the 9 months number also, 21% increase in revenue, 79% increase in EBITDA, 100% increase in profit before tax, and 123% increase in profit after tax. I'd say it's a celebration time, celebration quarter. And as I said, we started the New Year journey very happily with the new slogan, new core values of excellence. And now we have an excellent quarter. And so this call, I would like to say thanks to all the shareholders for your support and the beautiful journey of 40 years which we had together. Thank you very much. And I'm here to answer if anybody has any questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Darshit.
Yes. Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, and thanks for taking my questions and congratulations on the superb quarter. So my question firstly is, how do you see the mix of all these like four segments, as you call it, API devices, formulations, and Dr. Moorpan evolving? Like, is it true that API will remain to be a key driver, followed by devices and then formulations? And do we see like a Moorpan, Dr. Moorpan, you know, revenues flattish in the near future, like say 2 to 3 years, 1 to 2 years?
Good. Darshit, I think this is a very valid question, and I'm very happy to share that as it stands today, so we are seeing growth all around. API, of course, is growing at a CAGR of 17 to 18%. And of course, medical device is growing much faster. Medical device is growing 25 to 26% on an average, including the flips and flops together. So, but 26% growth in medical devices. And as I shared that now as we go forward, formulation also is inching up. So going forward, what we see is that API share will reduce from 60 to maybe 50 because medical device is growing faster. And formulation, of course, will grow a little faster now with increased capacity. Of course, we'll keep investing in the capacities. But more important than percentages and number, I would like to share that it's a part of the overall strategy that we have to go forward integration. If you look at the most of the pharma companies where they have high EBITDA margin, 20%, 25%, they have high gross margins of up to 70, 75% because of the formulation, branded formulation. Now, as Moorpan, we started as an API player, and we have a strong API. Now, we have good 40-50 products in our API basket. If we do our own formulation, whether for Jan Aushadhi or for US market or for exports, so we see a lot of advantage that if we have our own API, we can excel in formulation also. And so slowly, slowly, the formulation things will go up, and I'm not saying immediate. It may take 3 to 5 years for the formulation business to go up. But we are confident formulation will go up. Devices certainly is going pretty comfortably. So API will, I won't say that it will keep, it will grow low, but it won't grow at 30% or 40%. API will keep growing 17, 18%, I would say up to 20%. And we are, I'll say, quite happy on that. And the second thing is Dr. Moorpan is an OTC. Dr. Moorpan is an independent OTC play. It has to do with the consumer market. So of course, there, the whole connect is with the consumer. So it has nothing to do whether I have my own API, whether I have my own formulation, or whether I sell devices or not. So Dr. Moorpan, we are still evaluating that, okay, how should we talk about the growth of Dr. Moorpan, because it involves a lot of media spends. So we are working closely on that. Certainly at appropriate time will come the strategy of Dr. Moorpan also.
Okay. And I missed the part when you talked about EBITDA margins of formulation. How much was it?
As of today, the gross margins, I was saying, the gross margins in formulation industry, the branded formulation is very high, is between 60 to 70%. But in our case, the mixed formulation because of generics and Jan Aushadhi and everything, our gross margins are around 30-35%, which is very low. So as we keep on investing on the doctors, as we keep on spending, increasing our reach in the market, so our gross margins will go up there also. And second, of course, is scale. If we just have a scale of, say, 100 crores, so the numbers look small. But now this year, the formulation will be around 230, 240 crores. So it gives a substantial number, and maybe in the Q4 itself, we'll have some better margin, gross margin, and of course, maybe it will be positive. So far, we have been investing behind this business, and we are comfortable that, okay, the margins of the company would also go up.
Okay. So I'd just like to, summarize my understanding that APIs will, relax a bit and grow at, the 17-18% CAGR. Formulations will be the new driver, the high growth segment, and following that will be devices, and then more pen, we'll see how it pans out, correct?
Yeah, API certainly is aggressive. For API, even 20-25% growth at a large base is huge. So, and of course, we are happy over there also.
Yeah.
Devices will be growing faster than API. And that is why the share of API will go down. Not that growth will go down. From 60%, it has already come to 55%.
Okay. Okay. And how do you see the blended EBITDA margins panning out? We talked about formulations margins increasing. So, with that,
blended EBITDA is 12% this quarter, and we hope that we keep on adding 20-30 basis points every quarter. So I'm sure we will be able to maintain a double-digit number regularly between 12-13% blended EBITDA in the coming 2 years' time.
All right. And is it possible that you can, give a margin breakup for each segment?
I do not have the numbers with me now. But normally, when we make these quarterly presentations, those are the revenue numbers. But yes, with whenever we have some private calls with investors and others, so we do share those numbers.
Okay.
And we would appreciate there are business reasons. So some competitors are looking at each other's numbers.
I totally get that. Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, Darshit. Thank you for showing interest.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical PMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So, first of all, I would like to understand the capacity utilization across segments for the company currently.
Yes, Gunit. Capacity utilization, I would say we are at the peak capacity utilization in both the segments, rather, I would say all the three segments. So in the API, I told that we are already increasing capacity and we are side-by-side expanding capacity and using it. We are operating at more than 90-95% capacity, which is an optimum for any process industry. In the medical devices, we were short of capacities during COVID time and we were depending on a lot of imports also. VP monitors, we were not able to supply from our own plant. We had to import. And there was a lot of pressure on oximeters and oxygen concentrators, but now last 1.5 years we have been investing on the capacities. We have added a new line for the glucometers and strip manufacturing. We have added a new line for the BP monitors, and we are going backward integration for our chip packaging unit SMT9. So there's a lot happening just to keep up with the pace of the production. So that is one reason that now the medical devices business is around 425 crores expected within this year. So from a 400 crore, if you have to go to 1,000 crores, we have to invest more and more on the capacities also, because these are all homegrown businesses and we need to invest in the capacities. So third business, of course, formulation. And as I shared that we have started investing in the capacities, and of course, there are old machines which are not having high-speed machinery. So we have increased the formulation capacity almost 3 times, which certainly was not fully operational in Q3. So this quarter, it should be fully operational. And whenever it is fully operational, we will be doing 75-80% because it operates on a changeover and other things. So good capacity utilization, I would say. We are at optimum capacity utilizations.
All right, sir. So what is the revenue potential of the additional capacity that we have added in formulations?
Yeah, formulation, as I shared, that will become a new growth driver, because in this quarter itself, it has grown 40%. So next quarter, it will grow almost 60%. So we are expecting that formulation business, give or take 1 year here or there, it will become 500 crores in the coming 3 years' time. As of today, it is around 230 to 40 this quarter. This year it will close. So it will double the value. And of course, it will take some time for refining the EBITDA margins. But going forward, we are seeing a lot happening on the formulation side.
Oh, that's great to hear. And considering the top line, bottom line numbers of this quarter, and you mentioned that we will be maintaining a double-digit margin for the coming 2 years, can we consider this quarter to be the run rate going forward? Or, I mean, do we see any seasonality in the business in some of the quarters?
Yes, Kareem, we all wish, and I don't say that we don't want it. We all want it, but that all depends. Look, ultimately, it's the market. So like I said, that last couple of quarters, last, I would say almost 1.5 years, there was a pressure on the pricing from China. China was increasing prices. Now they have softened out. Maybe the trend continues. And of course, our team has also worked to reduce the costing. So if everything goes well, this is what we all want. But overall, what we are doing is the strategic changes. Strategic change is that, yes, API, we increase new products and new reach. In the medical devices, we add more distributors and better reach. We are spending on the brand building. Formulation, we are adding on the marketing part and adding on the capacity. So overall margins are going up. So we are comfortable that we should be able to maintain. But answer is positive, but I don't say that, yes, we'll get the same numbers next quarter. So I can't publicly say it.
All right, sir. But considering that we are in the second month of Q4, so I'm sure you must be seeing some confidence. That's why you're saying that we'll see an increase in the margins. So that's very heartening to hear. And sir, do we have any aspirational growth number for FY25 in terms of growth in top line and bottom line? Or some steady-state margins that we are looking at for FY25?
Normally, we do not give any guidance or results predictions. So, but I can only say that we will keep on growing at the same pace as we are growing, or maybe a little better. So, and that's why we always talk about the CAGR or the CAGR. So, we are expecting 16 to 17% growth this year while we end the year. So obviously, if we continue the same path, you can imagine that around 20% growth we should get. So then slowly, slowly, as we build on capacity, the growth may be a little more. We can go to 20 to 25. But I would say between 20 to 25% is our growth target. And like you said, it's more of an aspiration and we want to build over that.
And the steady state operating margins?
Operating margin, of course, EBITDA is the operating margin. We do not have any interest or not much depreciation as of now. So we will be in the early double digits, I would say.
All right, sir. Wishing you all the best. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Kuni. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yashwanti from Cogent Invest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations for the good set of numbers. I just wanted to know if we had expanded our capacities in all of our verticals like API devices, formulation. So what has been the CapEx spend and talent addition for the period and for the period till date?
Look, our capacity expansion so far had been all from the internal accrual. We have spent around 50 crores in the CapEx in last 9 months' time. And everything has been done from the internal accruals. And that is the reason that our whatever cash flow is being generated, it is either going in the CapEx or it is going in the working capital. So we are always tight on the cash flows because of these things. And going forward, we are looking for our CapEx plan is between 125 to 50 crores for the API, then another 50 crores for the medical devices, and of course another 40 crores for the formulation. So we have a CapEx plan planned out, and of course some working capital requirement also. So that is where we are planning to have a better fundraising plan, depending on how the markets pan out and depending on how the results give, because we are putting a pressure on the team that, okay, we have to perform first. So first we perform and deliver, and then we ask for the money.
Okay, and the margin profile, you said you'll be maintaining around 12%. So is it possible to sustain this?
Yeah, but looking at the product mix, we should be able to sustain it because there's nothing unusual this time. And of course, export percentage is almost same. One product was not doing well, loratadine, so some other product has taken over. The export percentage has remained same, so API margins remain same. Medical devices is a very stable business. And formulation, as we increase our capacity, so our expense percentage goes down as a percentage. For example, in the beginning of the year, maybe the salary percentage at the plant was like 27-28%. But at the end of the year, the salary percentage has come down to 15-16% because the production has doubled. So if we have better machines, more fast-moving machines, and little investment in the CapEx, so we can get better utilization of the manpower also.
So is it possible for you, or it's the right forum to explain the vertical-wise margins?
Ah, yes, you can write to our CFO. He can share with you. Ajay.Sharma@morpin.com. He's here with me now.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, that's the writing from my side. I'll come back.
Lovely. So nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh from ISL. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a good set of a number. Sir, all the question has been asked almost. I just wanted to ask on the margin. So what kind of a margin in the FY25 and FY26 you will be maintaining, sir? Can you throw the color on this?
Yes, I like you said that we have almost talked about margin multiple times, but broadly speaking, if we continue the same streak and the same set of numbers the way we are doing, certainly the margin profile will keep on going up. Our EBITDA for this year as a whole, if we are able to cross, get into two digits, so certainly we'll be adding 200 basis points next year, then the next year, then next year. So we'll keep on adding, I'd say 150 to 200 basis points year by year, and based on the set of same assumptions. And once there's a good addition to EBITDA, since we do not have much interest component, I think everything would add to the bottom line. And the PAT numbers, which are very low now, which are around 6% expected during the end, by end of the year, naturally those will again add another 150 to 200 basis points, maybe from 6 to 8 to 10. So in the third year onward, we are saying that, okay, maybe we should have a double-digit PAT also. Third being the FY26.
Okay. And number two, sir, your OTC brand is on under very much pressure revenue. Can you show the color on this, sir? What is the, what kind of a trajectory do you see in this?
Saurav, I will be frank that basically OTC needs a lot of upfront investments, and basically in terms of marketing and branding and everything. So we are presently not investing much in promotion and advertisement without any, I would say, either an investor or a strategic partner. So we are basically looking for that, okay, what is the right mix? Because last year during COVID time, we started investing on the online. So online was, again, bleeding exercise because there's a lot of upfront investment on the advertisement and customer acquisition. So we are going a bit slow, but certainly we have a lot of opportunities there, and certainly you will hear some new products being launched. So we are looking for more and more innovative products there and up promotion budget. So, but otherwise, Dr. Morpin as a company and as a brand, and we shared in our previous calls also, so Dr. Morpin is a consumer's darling. So it's basically a market-friendly product. So it deserves its own IPO. It deserves its own freedom. So but once we resolve things at a corporate level, then Dr. Morpin will come out on its own, raise its own capital, and go for its own IPO and go for market promotion and whatever. So we are trying to conserve cash and not invest on the advertisement. That's a broad strategy as it stands today. But as we go forward, certainly we are looking for more innovative products. So I'm not disclosing a product now, but certainly in the coming quarters, you'll see some new product launches.
Okay. So number three, sir, what are you raising to raise some fundraising program, or are you increasing the stake in your companies? Can you throw this on this color?
We are working on the resource augmentation. Of course, certainly, as I shared, that while we are doing capacity expansion and working capital expansion, and of course, even if you are doing normal 20-25% growth, so we need a huge working capital augmentation. So we have various plans on which are being discussed internally, but we haven't given any final shape to anything. So we are still at an evaluation stage.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjo Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Mr.
Yes. As far as I remember it right, there was an EC approval pending for our plant. So any status update on that?
EP approval. Environment.
Environment clearance, yeah.
Yeah, we have a running matter which is there with the routine pollution department. These days the departments are very active. They have online monitoring and they visit our factories almost every week. So, but for the new project, we had got a single window clearance. And of course, the NGT had, somebody had filed a case in NGT, which is going up in routine and regular dates. But there is nothing pending as such. But business as usual is going. But yes, we are working on the zero liquid discharge, let it leave this recall. And zero liquid discharge is being worked out, which is we have achieved physically on site, but the department has yet to approve finally, and they want some video call or they want some live demonstrations. But that's a routine matter.
All right, understood, sir. And sir, one more thing I wanted to ask about your CapEx plans. I skipped a point on the segment-wise CapEx, which you intend to do.
Segment-wise, as I shared that we have a CapEx plan for different divisions. For example, for API, we are looking for 125 crore CapEx, and of course, including working capital. And then for medical devices, around 50 crores. Then for RX, it is more of working capital. And then OTC is, as I shared, that we will be going slow. So around 133 crore for the API, and around 50 to 60 crore for the medical devices, and for the formulation. So these are three, four. I would say basically between 200 to 250 crore is CapEx plus working capital in the next 2 to 3 years' time. So let's see how what these financial team they come out with, and we are open to discussing. And of course, we have been approached by many multiple banks for any debt raising because we're a debt-free company. So certainly, we are open to discussion of that. We are evaluating various options.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question.
I think we are up on the time. Early 101.
Okay. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Ambokar for closing comments. Over.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Morepain Laboratories Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@greenadvisor.com. Once again, thank you one for joining the conference. Thank you.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining.